to share it with everybody and study the topic Knowing God, Turning to God.
我们教会读经进度现在读何西阿书。
And right now our Bible study in our church is reading the book of Hosea.
我们每天读一章圣经，我们照着教会所安排的进度，我们可以在三年里面把圣经有系统读过一次。
We go according to the Bible reading schedule of the church and read a chapter a day. Then in 3 years, we can read the Bible once.
当我们对圣经越了解的时候，我们必能越认识神。
And once we understand the Bible more, then we will know God more.
我们必能像圣经里面所说的，我们愿意全心的归向神。
And we will be able to, like the Bible says, completely turn our hearts to God.
不管在任何情况底下，我们都不会离弃神。我们也知道，在我们有困难的时候，我们要求告神。
And no matter what happens, we will not forsake God. And even in times of the most difficulty, we will ask of God.
我们的心一直会紧紧地跟随这位救主，他这个爱我们的神，然后从他的身上，从他的跟随里面得到他的祝福。
And our hearts will tightly follow God, the Savior who loves us very much, and we will try to follow God.
我们在读何西阿书这一卷书的时候，一般有时候我们不太容易了解这本书到底在写什么。
When we read the book of Hosea, many times we may not understand what the book is talking about.
因为他一开始所提的信息跟一般我们所认识的观念不太一样。
Because the message it begins to talk about is not something that we are typically, are used to thinking of.
因为这是一个先知，他接受神的指示。一开始他是一个年轻人，神要他去娶一个淫妇做妻子。
Because this prophet, when he was young, he received the message from God, instruction from God, and God told him to take a prostitute as his wife.
何西阿书，我们现在请翻开第一章。
Let us now turn to Hosea chapter 1.
何西阿书第一章第一节。
Hosea chapter 1, verse 1.
第一章第一节。当乌西亚、约坦、亚哈斯、西西家做犹大王，约阿斯的儿子耶罗波安做以色列王的时候，神的话临到贝利的儿子以何西阿。
1 verse 1. The word of the Lord that came to Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel.
这里提到神的话临到贝利的儿子何西阿，这个就是他被选做神的先知，传讲神的信息。
Here mentions that the word of the Lord came to Hosea, the son of Beeri, meaning that he became the prophet because the word and message had come unto Hosea.
何西阿他是贝利的儿子，他们这个家庭是生长在北国以色列的。
Hosea is the son of Beeri, and their family is in northern Israel.
所以何西阿他所讲的信息基本上都针对以色列国。
And so the messages of Hosea are targeted toward the kingdom of Israel.
第一节在说明他当时候在什么样的世代里。
And verse 1 talks about what kind of time he was in.
在南边犹大国是乌西亚、约坦、亚哈斯、西西家做王的时候。
And it was during the time when Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah were kings in Judah, the southern kingdom.
那这个时间呢，也是北边约阿斯的儿子耶罗波安做以色列王。
And this was also the time when Jeroboam, the son of Joash, was king of Israel, the northern kingdom.
那这个时候就是公元前大概760到730年左右，二十几年这一段时间。
And this was around 760 to 730 BC.
那何西阿他这个人，他现在得到神的信息，就是神现在要选召他做以色列家的警告者。
And Hosea had received the message of God because God wants him to be the one who warns the house of Israel.
他要让百姓知道神当时候对他的选民的作为所表达的一个情绪，神要让他们了解神的心是非常的伤痛。
God wants them to understand an emotion that he was feeling. He wanted them to understand that he was very sorrowful in his heart.
是因为他所拣选的百姓竟然不认识他。
And that is because the people that he had chosen do not know him.
他们的心竟然归向不是神的偶像。
And their hearts have turned to idols that are not God.
他们当时候在北国，他们这个社会的环境里面，他们其实经历一个很富庶、很丰盛的时代。
And in the environment of the Northern Kingdom, they were going through a very prosperous life.
如果我们在查考《列王记》的时候，我们就会发现，在耶罗波安第二世当王的时候，以色列国是他们最强盛的时代。
And if we read the books of Kings, then we know that during the time of Jeroboam is when Israel was the strongest.
那他们在强盛的时候，可是他 他们却没有感谢神，说这是神所给他们的祝福。
However, in their strength, they did not give thanks to God and acknowledge that these were blessings from God.
他们反而认为说，哎，他们的强盛，他们所有的一些，从这个土地所得到的赏赐，是他们所拜的偶像给他们的。
On the contrary, they believed that their strength and all the things they gained from the land were given to them by idols.
所以他们越兴盛的时候，他们越富足的时候，他们的心越归向偶像。
So the more prosperous they became, the more that they turned their hearts to idols.
那他们的这样的作为，就让神的心更伤心了。
And these kind of behavior made the heart of God even more sorrowful.
那其实神他是很爱他的百姓的。
And in fact, God loves His people.
这以色列人是神特别选召的选民。
These people are the people that are specifically and especially chosen by God.
神选召这些人其实是有目的的。
And in fact, God had chosen these people for a purpose.
因为神选召这一群人，就是为将来耶稣基督来到世间做准备的。
And because God chose these people so that they can prepare for the coming of the Lord Jesus.
要让我们了解那个这位神，我们本来肉眼看不见的神，他是怎么样的爱属他的人。
For us to understand that this God, which we cannot see in the flesh, how much He loves His people.
他是怎么样用各种方法要让这些属他的人能够真的认识他是这个永生或者是全能的神。
To help the people that belong to Him understand that He is the living and true God.
但是这些他所选择的这些百姓呢，却不知道他这个神是这么样的慈爱。
However, these people that He had chosen.They do not understand how compassionate God is.
他们久了之后，他们就忘记了。
And not long after, they have forgotten.
那所以我们现在看一下何西阿书，请看第十一章。
So now let us look at Hosea chapter 11.
何西阿书第十一章。
Hosea chapter 11.
神的爱在第十一章第一节说：“以色列年幼的时候，我爱他，我就从埃及地召出我的儿子来。”
Chapter 11, verse 1 talks about God's love and says.When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son.
以色列选民他们之所以能够进入迦南地去承受那牛奶与蜜的这个美地做产业，是因为神爱他，神应许他们的祖先要把那块土地赐给他们。
For the chosen people of Israel to enter the land of Canaan, the land flowing with milk and honey, their inheritance is because God loved them and chose them.
神当时候应许亚伯拉罕要把那块土地赐给他的子孙为产业。
At the time, God had chosen Abraham to give the land to his descendants.
后来按照神的计划，亚伯拉罕的后代子孙呢，就跑到埃及地去做奴隶了。
Then, according to the plan of God, the descendants of Abraham went to Egypt to be slaves.
可是神他的信实是不会改变，他应许的话一定会实现。
But God's faithfulness does not change, and the words that He has promised will not come to
fruition.
Not fail.
后来神就选召他的仆人摩西来带领以色列人出埃及。
So then God chose His servant Moses to bring the people out of Egypt.
那他就特别说，我是从埃及召出我的儿子来。
And He specifically says that out of Egypt I called my son.
也就是说，这些以色列选民啊，是神的儿子。
And that is to say that these chosen people of Israel are the children of God.
那他这个做父亲呢，他不忍心看他的儿子在那个。为奴之地被凌辱，然后受欺压。
And this father is not willing to see his children be enslaved and oppressed in a foreign land.
他用他大能的手领他们离开那个为奴之家。
He used his mighty hand to guide them out of this land of slavery.
最后带他们走旷野路，最后能够进入那个他应许的美地。
And he led them through the path of wilderness so that they can enter into the beautiful land.
他特别说，这个以色列。在他们还年幼的时候，我就爱他了。
He specifically said that when Israel was a child, he loved them.
那通常你看，当我们一个人在年幼的时候，有时候我们对父母亲的爱，我们没有感受。
We see that when we are in our childhood, many times we may not feel love toward our parents.
我们总是觉得说啊，这个父母亲爱我是理所当然的，因为为什么他要生我？他本来就应该爱我。
We feel that it is right for them to love us, and they should. And why would they give birth to us?If they didn't.
所以我们每一个人从小长大的时候，我们在什么时候会懂得感谢我们的父母亲呢？
So when we are children growing up, when do we learn to give thanks to our parents?
通常都是当我们自己做人的父母的时候，我们才会知道说养育儿女有多么不容易。
It is only when we ourselves often become parents that we understand how difficult it is to take care of children.
我们才会将心比心，然后再去想到当初我们的父母亲是怎么样把我们拉拔长大的。
And then we will see how much heart it took to, for our parents to take care of us.
那个时候我们才会对父母的爱有一点感动，我们才会想要去回报父母的爱。
Then we will be moved about our parents' love, and we will feel that we need to repay their love.
那神对他的儿子也是这样子。
And God was also like this toward his son.
当时候神其实说他在以色列年幼，他们在还小的时候，都还不懂的时候，神就很爱他们了。
And it says here that when Israel was a child, when they didn't understand, he loved him.
可是他的儿子们却不能体会。
But his children could not understand.
所以他们有时候就对神就做出一个非常不敬虔的一些动作。
And so many times they do very undevout things toward God.
所以在以色列人他们的历史里面，选民的历史里面，他们就很多时候向神发怨言。
And so in the history of the chosen people of Israel, they've complained many times.
他们就对神所要他们做的事，他们就不想要去遵守。
For the things that God wanted them to do, they did not want to keep them.
那神爱他们呢？神爱他的儿子们，为他们准备了一个美好的土地，要让他们居住。
God loved them. He loved his sons. He prepared a beautiful land for them to live in.
神的爱在摩西带领百姓走旷野的时候，就特别跟他们说了。
God's love when Moses was leading the people out of during the wilderness was specifically mentioned.
如果是因为他神说，你们是我的儿子，所以他说我爱我的儿子。
And God said, because you are my sons, I love my sons.
他要他的儿子们能够像他一样，能够做出他喜悦的事情。
He wants his sons to be like him, to do things that pleases him.
所以他就给他的儿子们有一些应该要遵守的一些规则。
And so he gave his sons some standards that they should follow.
那这个就是这个做父亲的，他要儿子们走在他的路上，因为这个做父亲的是不会错的。
And this father wants his sons to follow in his path, and the one who is a father would not do what is wrong.
因为神是全然公义、全然慈爱的。
Because God is all righteous and all compassionate.
他绝对不会犯错。
He absolutely will not do something wrong.
所以他给的命令绝对是有好处的。
So his commands absolutely have benefit.
其实他是出于爱才给他们这些所谓的律法，让他们遵守。
And in fact, it was out of love that he gave these laws for them to follow.
我们现在看《申命记》第四章。
Now let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 4.
申命记第四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 4.
请看第七节。
Let's please look at verse 7.
申命记四章七节。
Deuteronomy 4, 7.
哪一个大国的人有神与他们相近，像主我们的神在我们求告他的时候与我们相近呢？
7. For what great nation is there that has God so near to it, as the Lord our God is to us, for whatever reason we may call upon him?
第八节说，又哪一个大国有这样公义的律例典章，像我今日在你们面前所陈明的这一切律法呢？
And verse 8 says, And what great nation is there that has such statutes and righteous judgments as are in all this law which I set before you this day?
这里在说，这个就是当时候摩西对选民说的，他说， 真的在列国当中没有一个国，哪一个国的百姓有像这么样慈爱的神，跟他们这么亲近。
This is what Moses said to the Israelites at that time, that what other nation is so close to their God like us?
神当时候就住在他们当中。
And at that time, God lived among them.
然后神给他们一些公义的律例典章。
And he gave them righteous laws and judgments.
这些公义的律例典章就是要让他们能够学习像神的公义，能够有神的慈爱。
And these laws and statutes are for them to learn how to be righteous like God and compassionate.
那所以其实这被神所选择的人是有福气的。
And for these people to be chosen by God is a blessing.
因为神很爱他们，他给他们这一些。
And because God loved them and gave them all these things.
可是当时候，那个选民在年幼的时候，他们还不太认识神的时候，他们不能够了解神的这个爱。
However, at that time when the people were in their childhood, they did not understand God and his love.
第四章第九节说，你只要谨慎，殷勤保守你的心灵，免得忘记。 你亲眼所看见的事，又免得你一生这事离开你的心，总要传给你的子子孙孙。
Verse 9 says, Only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and your grandchildren.
这里提到说，这个就是摩西他对选民的吩咐说，要谨慎保守我们的心灵。
And here it records Moses' command to the people to take heed of themselves and diligently keep themselves.
他说不要忘记的。 我们所看见的事，
He says, do not forget the things your eyes have seen.
不要让这一些事在你的一生里面，这些事情离开你的心呢。
And do not let them depart from your heart all the days of your life.
就是当时候神在那个旷野的时代，怎么爱他们，跟他们亲近的这个 作为啊，一定要传给后代的子孙了解，神很爱他们。
That is to say, how much God loved them and the works of God, because He loved them during the wilderness. These you must pass to your children.
然后让这些后来子孙呢，他们也一样能够这样子来认识神，然后享受神的爱。
Then your children, your grandchildren can come to know God in this way and enjoy His love.
其实神给他们的这些律例典章，就是要让他们学习敬畏神，来去认识神的。
So in fact, these laws and statutes that God gave them are so that they can fear God and know Him.
哦，所以第十节才会说。
That is why it says in verse 10.
你在何烈山站在主你神面前的那日，神对我说：“你为我召聚百姓，我要叫他们听见我的话，使他们存活在世的日子可以学习敬畏我，又可以教训儿女这样行。”
10. Especially concerning the day you stood before the Lord your God in Horeb, when the Lord said to me.Gather the people to me, and I will let them hear my words, that they may learn to fear him all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children.
这个就是，其实就是神基于爱，要百姓啊能够在他的爱里面一直享受，在神里面才有办法享受神的这一些慈爱。
And this, in fact, was God wanting His children to be in His love, so that they can enjoy His love.
啊，所以百姓他们其实当时候对神的这个作为呢，对。摩西的这个提醒，他们并没有真的很在意，把它记在心里的。
And so these people, in fact, at the time, did not really take to heart the warning of Moses.
可是神就照他的应许，他讲过的话，他就实现，他就让百姓进入他所应许的迦南美地，他们在那边得产业的。
And God, through His promise, allowed these people to enter into the land of Canaan.
那照着在神的保护底下，他们很顺利的把这个。神所赐的土地把它供占下来，在那里分配各支派居住在各种不同地方。
And under the protection of God, He allowed them to smoothly inhabit the land and have tribes in different areas.
那他们在这个土地生活，他们就真的是享受神所给他们的福气了。
And in this wonderful land, they truly enjoy the blessing of God.
可是很可惜的，他们当时候在这个迦南地里面的一些其他民族，他们有一些敬拜的风俗。百姓就被他们影响。
However, it was very unfortunate and a shame that at the time, there were other nations in the land that affected them and their culture and how they worshipped.
其实这位神是什么样的神呢？以色列百姓他们所拜的这个神是什么神呢？
And in fact, what kind of God is the God that the Israelites worshipped?
这个神其实是创造宇宙万物独一的神。
And in fact, this God is the one true God that created all heaven and earth.
今天很多人其实不认识什么叫做神呢？
And many people today do not understand what is God.
不知道什么是神。
And they don't know what is God.
有时候觉得说，哇，这个比我还厉害的，就是有一些你会觉得说，超自然能力的就是神。
And many times people will think that those who are better than I am or who are more powerful must be God.
因为我们人受造的时候，圣经说我们人是被神造的。
And the Bible says that man was created by God.
那个人被神所创造出来这件事情是用信心去领受的。
And the fact that man was created by God is something that we receive with faith.
也就是说，今天没有人有办法去证明没有神。
And that is to say that today nobody can prove that there is no God.
其实我们相信有没有神是我们的一个信仰。
And in fact, to believe there is a God or not is faith.
今天科学上里面很多的理论呢，就是说这个世界宇宙怎么来的。
And many people in the field of science have many theories of how this universe came to be.
其实没有一个人有办法去证明这个世界怎么来，用科学的方式来证明给我们每一个人去完全的哇说对没有错，这个就是一个证据，我愿意这样相信。
However, in fact, nobody can prove scientifically how the universe came about, and there's no evidence.
因为所谓的科学方法，就是说你要能够再重复做出来，而且重复很多次都不会改变的事实。那个才叫做科学的方法。
Because the scientific method requires that you repeat the steps over and over again to have the same results.
我们学生在学校里面所学的科学的课程里面，一定是要做实验。这个实验一定是你有一个理论，有一个假设，有一个理论之后，你就从观察，从这个整个这个实验过程当中，发现一个道理，然后可以一直重复出现，重复的啊，不管在什么情况下一直。不会变，这个叫做一种理论，这个就是可以是科学性的证据。
And in science classes in school, the students have to perform many experiments, and they also have to have a hypothesis and a theory that they have to prove and test over and over again, and also they have to be able to consistently provide the same results.
但是这个神创造天地这件事情没有办法用 科学证明的。
However, the fact that God created heaven and earth cannot be proven by science.
这个只能用信仰去体验。
This can only be experienced through faith.
我们现在看希伯来书第十一章。
Now let's look at Hebrews chapter 11.
这位神其实是我们要用信心去领会，然后去感受的。
In fact, this God is for us to experience through faith.
我们看十一章第三节。
Let us look at Hebrews 11:3.
我们因着信就知道诸世界是借神的话造成的，这样子所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
3. By faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible.
这里说这个因为信心啊，信这位神啊，我们就知道说这个宇宙是所神创造来的。
And it says that by faith, because we believe in God, then we believe that the things were made by God.
从神的话语来的。
It came from the word of God.
不是从显然之物造出来的。
It didn't come from things that are visible.
也就是说，不是从一个物质，然后去转换成另外一个物质。
That is to say, it was not something that was already a material item that was turned into something else.
我们现在人间所谓的创造，其实都是从物质变物质而已啊。
And in fact, the things that man creates today come from things that already exist.
就好像这一本书
，just like this book.
这本书绝对不会从无中生有来。
This book could not just come out of nowhere.
这个书一定是从这个纸浆里面造出来的。
This book had to be created in a factory.
这个纸浆从树来的，或者从其他材料来的。
And this paper had to come from a tree or other materials.
那这个树，这其他材料又是从哪里来的呢
？And then where did these trees and other materials come from?
所以，其实我们现在所做的每一个物质东西，都是从显然之物造出来的。
And so, in fact,
没有物质，没有这个原料，是做不出一个成品的。
All of these physical material things that we have today come from other existing things.
所以我们中国话才有说“巧妇难为无米之炊”啊。你在很会做饭的妈妈，你如果没有米，你也变不出一个什么好菜来吃啊。
So there's a Chinese saying that even if you're a mother that is very good at cooking, if you don't have any of the vegetables and rice, you can't make anything.
哦，所以我们今天人间的这个物质世界就是这样子，从一个物转换成另外一个物。
And so it's the same today. Man creates things out of things that already exist.
但是这个世界却不是从这个另外一个世界里面转来的。
However, this world did not come from another world.
圣经这里说是因着神用他的话。从无中生有的
，It says that through God's word it came out of nothing.
这个没有办法，没有办法去实验的。
This cannot be realized.
但是只能够去相信说这个是神的创造。
It cannot be experienced, but you just have to believe that this is the creation of God.
如果我们相信有神，我们相信神的作为，我们就知道这个世界怎么来的。
If we believe in God and the works of God, then we will know where the world came from.
然后从这个相信里面，我们就去体会说神的这个作为是真实的。我们可以从其他的他的创造的。在这个万物当中去体会神的慈爱跟神的公义。
And through believing in this, then we will understand that His works are faithful, and we can experience His compassion.
但是更重要的是，我们可以从神的这个，我们可以从寻求神的这个动作里面去得到我们每一个人啊，从神领受的福气，我们就更知道说，原来神是真实存在的。
But the most important is that through seeking God, we can truly experience how compassionate and faithful He is.
你现在看第十一章第六节。
Now let us look at 11 verse 6.
他说：“人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。”
6. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
这里说这位神，他说，如果我们先用一个信心来就近他，我们就能够体会到他会来赏赐愿意到他面前来寻求的人。
And if we draw closer to God with faith, then He will reward those who diligently seek Him.
也就是说，其实这个神，他是很愿意人来认识他的。
That is to say, this God, He's very willing for people to come to know Him.
那这个神，我们用肉眼看不见。
And this God, we cannot see with the eyes of flesh.
所以圣经说，没有人看过神。
And so the Bible says, no one has seen God.
因为神是我们用肉眼无法看见的，因为神是个灵。
Because God cannot be seen by our eyes of flesh, because God is a spirit.
现在用这个信心来到他面前的时候，我们就会感受到他，我们可以从他当中得到祝福，我们就知道哦，原来这个神是存在的。
So when we come before him with faith, we can receive blessing from him, and then realize that this God exists.
如果我们看《使徒行传》第十七章
，If we look at Acts chapter 17，
《使徒行传》十七章
，Acts chapter 17，
十七章，我们现在看第二十三节。
Let us look at Acts chapter 17, verse 23.
我游行的时候观看你们所敬拜的 意见一座坛上面写着卫士之神，你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们。
23. For I, as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you.
24节说，创造宇宙其中万物的神，既是天地的主宰，就不住在人手所造的殿里。
24. God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands.
这个神是创造宇宙万物，他说他是天地的主，他是远超乎这个世界之上的，他不住在人手所造的殿。
This God is the creator of the universe and all creatures, and he is the Lord of heaven and earth, and he is above all the things in this world, so he does not live in temples made with hands.
第二十五节说，他不需用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。
Verse 25 says, Nor is he worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life breath and all things.
他从一本造出万族的人住在田地上，并且预先定准他们所住的所他们的连线跟所住的疆界。
26 And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings.
27说，要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得，其实他离我们个人不远。
27 says, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us.
这位神，他是把他的生命气息赐万物赐给万人的。
And God has given this breath of life to all people.
所以表示说，其实他将一切的福气赐给他所爱的人。
And in fact, it means that he has given his blessing to everybody.
那他的赏赐呢？其实在我们的生活周遭里面，我们的环境当中，这是可以感受到的。
And the things that he gives us can be experienced by us in our environments.
如果看《使徒行传》第十四章
，If you look at Acts chapter 14,
第十四章
，Chapter 14,
我们一定要认识这位神跟所谓的人所造出来的偶像不一样。
We have to understand this God is different from the idols created by man.
第十五节
，Verse 15,
诸君为什么这样做这样事呢？我们也是人，性情和你们一样。我们传福音给你们，是要叫你们离弃这些希望，归向那创造天地海和其中万物的永生神。
15 and saying, Men, why are you doing these things? We also are men with the same nature as you, and preach to you that you should turn from these useless things to the living God who made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all things that are in them.
这是因为当时候有两个人，一个叫做巴拿巴，一个叫做保罗。
It was because at that time there were two men, one Paul and the other Barnabas.
他们当时候到各地方去传福音给众人听。
That place, they went to all places to preach to people.
那他们去传福音的时候呢，神就给他们特殊的能力，可以行神迹。
When they preached the gospel, God gave them special powers to perform miracles.
那他在当时候在路士的这个地方啊，他行了一个神迹。
And during this time in Lystra, they performed a miracle.
那这个就是在第八节那里说，他叫一个瘸腿的起来走路了。
And this is in verse 8 when he made a cripple walk.
那他这些事情让众人看得很惊讶。
And when all the people saw this, they were surprised.
这个人竟然可以叫瘸腿的起来走，他一定是神。
This person can make the cripple walk; he must be God.
他们就要敬拜他，把他当神来拜了。
And so they wanted to worship him and worship him as God.
哦，那时候巴拿巴跟保罗他就很紧张，他说不要这样子，我们都是跟你一样，我们都是人呢。
So Paul and Barnabas were very afraid, and they said that we are just like you; we are men.
所以他说，我们现在传福音给你们，是要叫你们要离开那些虚妄的事情，就是拜偶像的事情。然后归向这一位创造天地海跟其中万物的永生神。
And now that they are preaching to them, they want them to turn from the useless things to the living God who made heaven, earth, the sea, and all things in it.
真正的神应该是永生，是至存永存的。
So the true living God must be living and must be self-existing.
也就是神绝对不能够是被造出来的。
That is to say, God absolutely cannot be something created.
这个神一定是自己有，永远有，而且从古到今到以后永远都不会变的才是神。
And this God must be self-existing and must be always existing, not changing in the past, present, or the future.
他是创造主。
He is the one who created all things.
他是永生神。
He is the eternally living God.
我们现在看第十七节。
Let us now look at verse 17.
他为自己未尝不显出证据来，就如常施恩惠，从天降雨，赏赐丰年，叫你们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
17. Nevertheless, he did not leave himself without witness, in that he did good, gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness.
这位神，他说他赏赐给我们五谷丰收，让我们可以得到饮食饱足。
It says that he has given us good and gladness and prosperity so that we can be filled in our hearts.
这是因为他的爱，他因为他这些人是他的儿子。
This is because of God's love, because men are his children.
所以他赏赐他们所需用的饮食。
And so he gives them all the food they need.
其实你看我们今天人虽然有这么多很高深的科技，但是面对大自然的这一些现象是没有办法改变的。
But today man has many advancements in science, but they cannot change anything or create nature.
现在的气象的预报可以很久以前就预知会有一个飓风出现，可能会有龙卷风形成。
And there have been forecasts that there will be tornadoes or hurricanes.
但是你就眼睁睁的看它形成，看它去把整个这个地区把它毁了。
And but then you can see the progress that it will destroy great big lands.
人只能够赶快逃，没有办法去改变说让这个飓风消失，或者让它改变方向。
And man can only flee. They cannot change the direction of this hurricane, and they cannot diminish it.
其实这个就面对这个自然的时候，我们人的无奈，我们真的无能了。
So when we face nature, then man is powerless.
我们就知道，所以其实神是远超乎我们人所能够了解的。
Then we realize that what God can do is beyond man.
如果今天神不要祝福，不保护他的选民，那这些人就死光了。
And it's beyond man's abilities and comprehension. If God does not protect the people, then all the people will perish.
但是如果神保护了，神赏赐这些那个。整个气候都很正常，那人就得到饮食，就可以得到快乐。
But if God protects and lets the nature be normal, then all the man can have food and have gladness.
这其实就是这个神的作为，这个神出于爱所赏赐给人的。
And these are the works of God, and they are given to man through God's love.
可是这个神所选择这些选民，他们后来对神的这个作为，他们就没有感动。
But these chosen people of God later they did not feel moved by God's works.
当以色列选民他们进入迦南地之后，他们现在发现说，其他的民族他们有他们所拜的神。
When the chosen people entered into the promised land of Canaan, they realized that others had gods that they worshipped.
他们就发现说，他们这个拜的神哦，好像一个样子，雕刻出一个样子，好像他们说这个就是神，赏赐他们五谷丰收的神。
They realized that the other gods that were worshipped had a carved image, and then they said that this is the god that has given us grain and things.
那百姓就跟着这些。外邦的人去崇拜这个偶像。
And then so the Israelites followed these other Gentiles to worship idols.
我们现在看回来何西阿书第二章。
Now let us turn back to Hosea chapter 2.
他们不知道其实这些都是神所赏赐的。
And they did not know in fact all these things were given by God.
我们现在看第五节。
Chapter 2 verse 5.
二章五节。
Hosea 2 5.
他们的母亲行了淫乱，怀他们的母做了可羞耻的事，因为他说我要随从所爱的，我的饼、水、羊毛、麻油、酒都是他们给的。
5. For their mother has played the harlot. She who conceived them has behaved shamefully, for she said, I will go after my lovers who give me my bread and my water, my wool and my linen, my oil and my drink.
这个是在讲说，这个所谓的他们的母亲，其实讲当时候整个以色列的国，整个国了，那百姓就好像儿女一样，这个国家就像一个母亲。
And this is saying that their mother is referring to the kingdom of Israel, and the children are the people of Israel.
他说整个国家哈，全部都去行了淫乱，去拜偶像了。
And the whole nation has become a harlot, and they have worshipped idols.
因为这个做母亲，这个整个国家说我要随从所爱的，那所爱的是谁呢
？And the mother who is the kingdom of Israel said that she wants to go after her lovers, and who are these lovers?
其实就是所谓的巴利这个偶像，这个巴利假神呢。
And these are the false idols, like the idol Baal.
他说他是要追求的，因为他说饼水，我这些出产都是他给我的。
And it says, I will go after my lovers because they give me bread and water and all these things.
我们看第八节。
Let us look at verse 8.
他不知道是我给他五谷新酒和油，又加增他的金银，他却以此供奉巴利。
8. For she did not know that I gave her grain, new wine and oil, and multiplied her silver and gold, which they prepared for Baal.
当时候这些神的儿女们他们并不知道说其实他们拥有这一些土地的出产是神给他们的。
At that time, the children of God did not know that all these things from the land that God was given by God.
在何西亚书里面他一直在强调百姓不知道不认识神。
In the book of Hosea, it keeps emphasizing that the people did not know God.
他们当时候对神实际上是对自己都很麻木。
And at that time,toward God and even toward themselves, they were numb.
这是为什么神在那个黑暗的时代里面，他兴起先知， 要去警告百姓，你一定要去认识神。
Just why during the time of darkness, he through the prophets warned the people that they have to turn to God.
当时候百姓他们在信仰上不认识神之后，他们其实各方面都很迟钝呢。
And when the people did not know God in their faith, then many other parts of their lives were also dumbed down.
他们去投靠敌人，他们不知道其实是敌人是要来吞吃他们，他们还以为说敌人对他们很好。
And when the enemies came and they wanted to swallow them, they did not know. They even thought the enemies were being nice to them.
我们现在看何西阿书第七章的第八节。
Let us look at Hosea chapter 7, verse 8.
何西阿书七章八节。
Hosea 7, verse 8.
以法莲与外邦人掺杂，以法莲是没有翻过的饼。
8. Ephraim has mixed himself among the peoples. Ephraim is a cake unturned.
第九节。
9.
外邦人吞吃他劳力得来的，他却不知道；头发斑白，他也不觉得。
Aliens have devoured his strength, but he does not know it. Yes, gray hairs are here and there on him, yet he does not know it.
这里说以法莲代表以色列整个以色列百姓。
Here, Ephraim represents all the people of Israel.
他说跟外邦人掺杂，他说外邦人他不认识神，他们在拜那个偶像，怎么这个神的选民是被神所爱的，也跟他们一样了。
It says that Ephraim has mixed himself among the people. These people who worship other idols and gods, Ephraim has now become like them.
他说既然掺杂之后，他说以法莲像没有翻过的饼一样。
And after this, they have mixed with them. It says that Ephraim is like a cake unturned.
没有翻过的饼就是一边烧焦一边没有熟嘛。
And an unturned cake is one that has burnt on one side and the other one is not yet ready.
那所以这个东西是没有用的，最后被丢掉了。
So this thing is useless and is thrown away.
就好像我们在烤蛋糕，如果你烤到底下烧焦，上面没有熟，那当然不能吃啊。
And it's just like a cake when you're baking it. If the bottom is burnt and the top is not ready yet, then you can't eat this.
那所以他说以色列百姓，他神的选民跟外邦人掺杂，他不认识神，反正去归随偶像之后，他的结果就是会被丢弃的。
And Ephraim, who was mixed with the others and did not know God, their end is that they will be forsaken.
他跟外邦人掺杂有好处吗？没有好处。
To be mixed with the Gentiles, was there any benefit?
第九节说，外邦人吞噬他劳力所得来的，他却不知道。
And it says in verse 9 that the aliens have devoured the things that they have earned, and they don't even know it.
其实他那时候在讲，当世代在何西阿那个时候，那个亚述帝国要来攻打，要来想要消灭他们，他们却不知道危险就要来到了。
And it was at the time in the book of Hosea when the Syrians wanted to attack them and devour them, and they did not even know it.
他说他头发斑白，他也不觉得。
And it says that their hairs are gray, but they don't even know it.
头发斑白意思就是说他的国力已经消失了，已经被这些外邦的假神把他吸走了，他已经精力枯竭，他还不知道，还以为自己很强壮。
That is to say that their nation is already perishing and they have already been are being swallowed by the foreigners, but they don't even know it and their strength is gone.
他们不认识神，结果他们对自己现有的现况也没有感受，没有警觉。
They do not know God and they do not even feel what kind of situation they're in right now.
我们现在在看第十一章，何西阿书第十一章。
Now let us continue reading Hosea chapter 7 verse 11.
第三节。
Chapter 11 verse 3.
第十一章第三节。
Hosea 11 verse 3.
我原教导以法莲行走，用膀臂抱着他们，他们却不知道是我医治他们。
Hosea 11:3. I taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by their arms, but they did not know that I healed them.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我用慈绳爱手牵引他们。我带他们如人放松牛的两腮甲板，把粮食放在他们面前。
4. I drew them with gentle cords with bands of love, and I was to them as those who take the yoke from their neck. I stooped and fed them.
这里说，其实神他像一个很慈爱的父亲，抱着这个他的爱的儿子行走，教导他们怎么行走。
And here it says that God is like a compassionate father who taught Ephraim how to walk.Taking him by the arm.
那他们在行走当中跌跌撞撞会受伤，都是这个慈爱的父亲来医治他们的。
And when they were walking, they may fall and get hurt, but it was this compassionate father that healed them.
但是他们却不知道是我医治他们。
But they didn't know that it was God who healed them.
就算不知道说，其实他们所有的这一切，他们现在所拥有的都是神给他们，神在保护他们。
That is to say that everything that they have is from God and it is God protecting them.
所以百姓他们不知道。这个神其实这么样爱慈爱。
And so they don't know these people that how compassionate God really is.
他们还以为他们所用的是这些偶像给的。
They even thought that what they had was given to them by idols.
其实不是。
But in fact, they are not.
真的是神在默默爱他们。
Truly, it was God who is quietly loving them.
这位神，我们的所拜的这位神实在太奇妙。
And this God that we worship is truly too wonderful.
有时候神他默默地为我们做，他要等到我们能够发现，心甘情愿要来认识他。
And many times God will quietly do things for us so that we can willingly come to know Him.
我们今天如果能够真的认识神，我们所拜的这位神呢
？So if we can truly come to know this God that we
worship, 我们就能够享受他所给我们的慈爱。
Then we can enjoy this compassion from Him.
因为神是充满恩典、有怜悯的神。
Because God is filled with mercy and filled with compassion.
我们一定要竭力追求认识他。
So we truly have to actively seek Him to come to know Him.
我们来看一下约伯记第二十二章。
Let us now turn to Job 22.
约伯记二十二章里面有一段信息很好，我们要了解。
There's a very good message in Job chapter 22 that we must understand.
约伯记二十二章的第二十一节。
Job chapter 22, verse 21.
二十一节说：“你要认识神，就得平安，福气也必临到你。”
22:21. Now acquaint yourself with him and be at peace. Thereby good will come to you.
二十二节说：“你当领受他口中的教训，将他的言语存记在心。”
22. Receive, please, instruction from his mouth and lay up his words in your heart.
二十三节说：“你若归向全能者，从你帐篷中远除不义，就必得建立。”
23 says, "If you return to the Almighty, you will be built up. You will remove iniquity far from your tents."
二十五节说：“全能者就必为你的珍宝做你的宝银。”
And 25 says, "Yes, the Almighty will be your gold and your precious silver."
二十六节：“你就要以全能者为喜乐，向神扬起脸来。”
26 "For then you will have your delight in the Almighty and lift up your face to God."
这段圣经说要认识神就得平安。
This Bible passage says that you have to know God in order to receive peace.
福气也会临到。
And then blessing will come upon you.
我们如果能够认识这位全能者，
If we can truly understand this Almighty,
我们就会认为说这个全能者是我们的珍宝，比一切的黄金珍宝更宝贵的。
Then we will realize that this Almighty One is even more precious than gold and silver.
虽然说神就做我们最身上我们人生命当中的至宝。
And God will be the most precious treasure to our lives.
也就是说，所有的世上一切都没有办法用它跟它来比较的。
That is to say, everything in this world cannot be compared to Him.
第二十六节特别提到说，要以全能者为喜乐。
Verse 26 especially says that we have to delight in the Almighty.
那如果你看第二十三节说，我们如果能够归向全能者，然后从我们的帐篷中，从我们的家中远除不义，就被建立起来。
And it says in verse 23 that if we return to the Almighty and remove iniquity from our tents, then we will be built up.
如果我们真的认识神的人
and the people who truly come to know the,
我们一定会发现说在神就是至宝他就是我们的喜乐
then we will realize that God is the most precious treasure and He is our joy
那我们一定会将我们的心跟神连在一起
then we will definitely have our hearts connected to God
那当我们认识他之后我们其实就往他的道路上在奔走就是我们跟着他一直走，要走到我们人生最终的归宿里。
When we come to know him, then we will walk on the same path with him, and then we will come to where we should be in the end of our lives.
因为这位神是这么样的慈爱。
Because this God is so compassionate.
就看，你看每一个做父亲的，他对他的儿女其实都充满慈爱。
And look at all those who are fathers. In fact, they are very compassionate to their children.
把所有最好都要留给儿女。
All their best, they will save for their children.
你看我们今天有多少做父母亲的。一生拼死拼活，就是为儿女积存财宝，让他们以后的生命可以比较轻松一点。
For those who are mothers and fathers here, they know that when we know that we will save things for our children so they can have good lives in the future.
为他们尽力去栽培他们，去教育他们，就是要让他们将来得到有一些比较好的技能，在将来的社会上可以比较过一个比较好的、比较舒适的生活。
To invest in them and to educate them so that they can have a better life in society in the future.
其实真的就是为了要让我们的孩子能够得到他们所应该得到的福气。
And it is because our children, we want our children to receive the blessing that they should receive.
每一个做父亲、做父母亲都是有这样的心情。
Every parent has this kind of attitude.
我们的神他爱我们，他最后要带我们进入他永远的国度里。
And God loves us and He wants us to go into His kingdom.
因为他知道。他最知道我们所需要的，他知道怎么样来训练我们能够得到这个最好的好处。
He knows what we need, and he knows how to train us so that we can receive this greatest benefit.
那他的福气临到我们的时候，我们会真的会感受到有神可以靠，真好。
And when his blessings come upon us, then we will feel how good it is to have this God to rely upon.
我们如果能够竭力来追求认识这位神
，if we can be determined to come and know this God,
我们所得到的好处绝对是没有办法形容的。
Then the good that we will receive cannot be described.
最后我们来看何西阿书第六章。
Now let us look at Hosea chapter 6.
第一节。
Hosea chapter 6 verse 1.
何西阿书六章第一节。
Hosea chapter 6 verse 1.
来吧，我们归向神，他施力我们也必医治，他打伤我们也必缠裹。
Hosea chapter 6 verse 1. Come and let us return to the Lord, for he has torn, but he will heal us. He is stricken, but he will bind us up.
第二节。
2.
过两天他必使我们苏醒，第三天他必使我们兴起，我们就在他面前得以存活。
2. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the 3rd day, he will raise us up, that we may live in his sight.
第三节说，我们务要认识神，竭力追求认识他。他出现却如晨光，他必临到我们，像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。
Verse 3 says, Let us know. Let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth.
第六章的第一节，这个就是先知哦，他非常诚恳的呼吁每一个属神的百姓。
And chapter 6 verse 1 is the prophet being very sincere when he speaks to the people of Israel.
他说来吧，我们归向神。
He says, Come, let us return to the Lord.
虽然神施力我们，他最后还是要医治我们。
Even though he has torn us, he will heal us in the end.
他打伤，他最后缠裹。
He is stricken, but he will bind us up.
表示说他的撕裂打伤是为了要让人能够真的来认识他，归向他。
That his tearing and striking is so that his people can come to know him.
过两天，过三天，表示很短的时间，神就要为我们再施怜悯，让我们真的能够到他面前来得以存活。
After 2 days, after 3 days, that means that it is a short amount of time that he will have mercy upon us and revive and raise us.
他说这样一个慈爱的神，我们一定要务要来认识他。
This kind of compassionate God, we must come to know him.
如果我们竭力的追求认识这位神，
If we really pursue to come to know this God,
他出现像晨光，
then he will come as the morning light.
也就是说，在这个黎明前最黑暗的时候，我们一定看到一线曙光，那就是看到我们人生的希望。
That is to say that in these dark times, we will be able to see this light toward mankind.
他临到我们像甘雨，
he will come to us like the rain.
就像在久旱之后所降在地上那个甘霖。
And it is like after times of heat and dryness, there's rain that comes upon the land.
让我们的心重新得到滋润。
So that our hearts can again be revived.
让我们的那个心地会变柔软。
And then the land of our hearts can be softened.
我们会感受到神的慈爱。
We will experience the mercy of God.
那这样一个爱会感动我们，愿意离弃我们所有的不义，然后愿意甘心的来跟随他。
And this kind of love will move us so that we will depart from all unrighteousness and then we can pursue him.
我们今天一定要像这里所说的，竭力来追求认识这位神。
Today we truly have to come and try our best to come and know God.
我们必能得到圣经里面所应许的这个福气。
And then we will receive this wonderful blessing that is promised in the Bible.
每一个人心田里面都真的会充满喜乐。
And the land of all of our hearts will be filled with joy.
你看，我们的心如果柔软，我们心地像这个被雨浇灌过的，那我们生命当中啊，就充满平安，我们脸上就充满笑容。
And if our hearts are softened and the land of our hearts are watered, then we will, our lives will be filled with peace and joy, and our face will also have joy.
愿主耶稣带领我们，能够每一个人都能够来认识这位慈爱的救主。
May the Lord Jesus guide all of us so that each one of us can come to know the Savior.
我们下定决心要来跟随他。
And let us make a determination to follow him.
我们再来唱诗。
Now let us sing hymn.
441首。
441.